Tisha B'Av Talk 5772. Tov Shinayim Beis, Tisha B'Av. Zalman Arbach Lazal is quoted as remarking how ironic it is. He says he doesn't remember getting a call from people sitting Shiva if they're allowed to take advantage of a sale, if maybe they're allowed to do this, maybe they're allowed to do this. And they have a swimming chug and a music chug. He doesn't get such calls when people are sitting shiva. Mod mazach, very strange. So, in other words, when you're really ba'avelus, so you don't have those questions. You're ba'avelus and you taka don't feel like doing anything. And you don't ask those shakas. It's when you're not ba'avelus, that was his point, obviously. When you're not the Avelus really, and you're following some dinim, so you want to know, is this mutter, is that mutter? But people who are the Avelus don't talk like that, don't ask such questions, they are not. So, we have to try. If we can't do it in the 3 weeks, we try for the 3 weeks, we try for the 9 days, we try for Shavua Shechal Bo. And, you know, we try, at least on Tisha B'Av itself, tonight, tomorrow morning, maybe we'll only be successful till Chatzos, maybe after Chatzos. We try to feel ba'avelus, that if a question would come up, we wouldn't even ask it. I was thinking, just a marshal of a feeling, what was supposed to feel ba'avelus. And I want to share with you a mashal. It's not a terribly deep mashal, it's a very simple mashal. It might hurt some people sitting here, and I apologize for that. But I ask you to be moichel me, and the schus of being a mashal, I think it's a good mashal, should be a schus for you. If a person loses a child or a spouse, imagine a person, you hear these stories, people married 30, 40, it could be less, it could be more, lo mishanem. Person's married and day in, day out, he's with his wife, she's with her husband, they do everything together, they bask in each other's friendship. Their lives are totally intertwined. And then, you shouldn't know from it, but it happens to people. It happened to my father, Olam HaShalom. You know, one spouse is taken away. And all of a sudden, it's much more than just a person's lost, a person's gone. Oh. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Like all of a sudden, everything's different. You wake up in the morning, it's different. You go eat breakfast, it's different. Every move you make, everything you do, there's a gaping hole in your life. There's something missing. You're missing something. And maybe after a few years, the tsar, maybe, the tsar recedes after a while, because that's the nature of tsar. But the gaping hole is not filled up. That you can't fill up. It's just there, and it permeates. That's what we have to reach, that that level, try for one day, for half a day, there's a gaping hole, and nothing is the same. It's not just when you're talking to them and all of a sudden they're not there, but nothing's the same. Every move you make has a chisaro, has something missing that changes your whole life. I was thinking that's a good marshal, a good dogma of how we should, that's what we're looking for, that's what we're aiming for, we're aiming to feel that way. The realization and the hergish that nothing's the same. We read in Echa, Oso Hashem Asher Zoman, right, we don't look at it that the Babylonians did this, that the Romans did this, and we shouldn't look at it that the Germans, Yimach Shemam, did this. Oso Hashem Asher Zoman, Bitsa Emraso Asher Tzivomi Mekedem. The amazing, amazing, amazing thing is that everything we read about in Echa was predicted and stated already in the Torah. The Churban, the oppressions of Klal Yisrael, the Tzoros, the Golius, if you open a Chumash, everything was bepirsum, it wasn't a hidden secret document, everything is out very clearly in the Sefer Torah. It wasn't a sudden shock, a sudden surprise. Everything was foretold. This is what's going to happen if you sin. When you open a Chumash, we read the Tochacha on Parshas Bechukosai. That was a bris we entered into with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. Then you have an Arvos Moav, we'll be reading it in a few weeks in Parshas Kisavo. Terrible, terrible tochacha, terrible, terrible follows, terrible, terrible descriptions of the most vivid descriptions, and it all came to pass. And finally, in Parshas Hazinu, we have a Madrega, an intensity of physical destruction of Klal Yisrael that wasn't even, that's deeper and further and more than even in Bechukosai and in Kisavo. The Torah doesn't repeat itself. The Torah is not poetry. It's not a repetition of a story. The psukim refer to different chatoim, different matzovim, different onshim. There are different hadgashos. The Zohar says, and we'll be seeing the Ramban shortly, that echoes the Zohar. The Zohar says that Parshas Bechukosai refers to both the chatoim of Bnei Yisrael and the churban of the Bayis Rishon. We'll see in a moment, late Adam. And Parshas Kisavo and its chatoim, which we'll see how the chatoim of the first Beis HaMikdash is described in Bechukosai, how the chatoim of the second Beis HaMikdash are described in Kisavo, and how the onesh and the descriptions fit exactly with what occurred then. What the Zohar doesn't speak out, but what we know, is that the descriptions in Parshas Hazinu came true, Chas V'Shalom, close to being true. Akoponim Amarti Afeyem Ashbiso Me'anosh Zichro. The physical destruction, the almost total physical destruction of Bnei Yisrael. Lule ka soye vagor, except the only thing that saved us in Hazinu is only the Chilul Hashem that would have resulted. That's what it says in Hazinu. And that, of course, we have seen in our recent history. But it says in Parshas Hazinu, Mamish came true, and we'll see the chatoim that led to that churban. Parshas Bechukosai talks about the churban of a Beis Hamikdash, of Kedusha, of Kurva Hashem, of the Shechina not being anymore with us because of Averos and lack of doing tshuva, further Averos, more Averos, Nevi'im Asent, and Lo Sishmuli, and this, and Lo Sishmuli, and this, and this, and Hashem's waiting. This is like the first time in history this is happening. And Hashem's warning them, and warning them, and warning them, and warning them. And the focus in B'chukosai is on the Siluk HaShchino, Siluk HaBeis HaMikdash, Siluk of Kedusha, Siluk of Iskarvus Lashem. In Kisavo, there's already a Beis HaMikdash without the manifest Shechina. There's already a Beis HaMikdash without that Kurva Lashem that was reflected in the first Beis HaMikdash. What happened? Kisavo talks about the Churban Ha'aretz, a Golos that doesn't talk about coming back. In B'chukosai it talks about coming back, and they came back from the Churban Bayis Rishon. In Kisavo there's no talk of coming back. We'll see. It just ends. And of course, Hazinu describes a total turning away from Hashem on the part of the Am, see the Lashonos and Hazinu, and the almost total, if one of the Tzlan, physical destruction. That's what the Psukim and Hazinu talk about. Let's read from the Ramban in Vayikra. V'davah havein, understand, ki ha'olos ha'eloin b'chukosai yirmezu l'golos rishon, ki b'bayis ha'rishon ha'yu kol divrei ha'bris ha'zos ha'golos v'ha'geula mimenu. B'nai Yisrael did averos little by little, they turned away. Im b'chukosai temosu v'mismishmatai tigal nafshechem l'hofrechem es brisi. The psukim talk about avodah zorah, Bomos, Chamonim, Gilulim, Ki hayu ovdei avodah zarah, Ve'osim kol haro'os, Yilarayas, Shechazdomim, avodah zarah, Ve'hu she'omar v'hashimosi es mikdashaychem, Ve'lo ariach bereach nichochachem, Yasra bohem, the Torah's warning, the salik mehem mikdasho, the kibul ha'karbonos, she'hayu lo l'rotzon b'mikdashahu. They had the Beis HaMikdash, and for the, they're going to lose it. V'anoshim, v'ha'onshim aleihem, chayav, cherev, chayaro, dever, ro, v'golos, v'sof, kol zehoyu shom, kasher bo b'feirish, v'sefi yirmiyohu. Then it says, oz tir tza'oret v'shabbos olseha, it was a limited golos, kasher bitlu hashmitos, and then they came back. Look at the psukim, describe the geula from that first galus in B'chukosai. She'enu maftiach rach she'yizkor b'ris avos. There's no total mechila. The second Beis HaMikdash is not Humpty Dumpty being put back together again. There was no total mechila of those averos. The psukim just talk about b'ris avos. Uzchiras ha'avos, uzchiras ha'aretz. Lo sheyimchol avonam, v'yisro chatosam, v'yosef ahavosam kikedem, v'lo sheyesof es nitcheyem. Doesn't talk about a kibbutz Golias. But they went up from Bavel, lo shavu rak Yehuda, v'nyomin, v'anilvum aleyem ma'at, miktsas ha'shotem asher golu l'bavel, v'shavu b'dalus, v'abdus malchei pras. And it doesn't say she yeshuva b'tshuva. I'm speaking this out because we're still living the churban of the first Beis HaMikdash. We're not living the churban of the second Beis HaMikdash because it was returned. We're still living the churban of the first. V'gam lo'omar she yeshuva b'tshuva shleima l'fonov. Rak sheyizvadu avonum va'avon avoso. And shemayis sheni osun kein chotonu avinu rishanu. Aval bebrisha b'mishnah Torah, says the Ramban. That's Parshas Kisavo. Yirmos l'goluseinu zeh. It talks about the golos that the Ramban found himself in. The legula shenigal mimenu. First of all, there's no case, there's no self. When you look in Parshas Kisavo, it doesn't say it's going to come to an end. Below iftiach b'geula, there's no promise of a geula, rakhtola osa b'tshuva. And when it talks about the Averos, Lohiskir, Asherim, Chamonim, Avodazora, it just says, Goyam, Lo Sishma, Bekol Hashem, Lo Kecha, Lishmar, Lassus, it's called Mitzoso, Bukukoso. You won't be keeping the mitzvahs properly. Right? Torah, Avodah, Milos, Hasodim, but you're not doing it right. And they said, Aschinom, Shoisa, Beinehem. Below his Gisham Beis HaMikdash V'Reach Nicholach Shlo Hoitza Ha'esh Yeredes Men HaShemayim V'Ocheles HaKorbonos B'Bay Yesheni Yisa Hashem Alecha Goy Me Rochok Mikzai Oretz Kasha Yidah HaNesher Shebo Aleim Amromi HaRechokim Mehem Ma'od Goy Asher Lo Yadata Goy Asher Lo Sishma Lashono V'Hefitzcha Hashem Alokecha B'Chol Ha'amim Mikzai Ha'oretz V'Tzai Ha'oretz Hu goluseinu hayom she'anu mufuzorim misalfa olam ba'at salfa. But the geula bebris ha'hi hashem is geula shleima geula al kula. Omar v'hayu piyavo elecha kol advarim o'ele habracha v'aklala v'heitivcha v'hirvacha me'avosecha Shehi haftochel chol shivtei Yisrael, lo l'shishis ha'om. Tehiftiach sheyachriz v'yichale hamaglim olsonu. Shenemar v'nosom Hashem alokecha is kol ha'olos ha'ela al oyivecha v'asonecha sheru dovucha. Oyivecha v'asonecha remez l'shtei ha'umos asher yirdufu tomid achreinu. This of course is Yishmael and Edom, Yishmael and Romi. So, what the Ramban doesn't talk about is Parshas Hazinu, which we know had its place in our history. When Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they were kone. There were three shlovim, one could say. And what we want to relive on Tisha B'Av is the withdrawal, kibayochel, of those three shlovim. In Mitzrayim, they became an Amrav. B'shivim nefesh yardu avosecha Mitzrayim v'atasomcha Hashem alokecha v'kofa yashamayim l'rov. V'lokachti eschem li lo'om. Then they got the Torah at Har Sinai, and they became an Am Segula l'shmoa v'kol Hashem, and they were told they're going to be zocha and get Eretz Yisrael. This is Matan Torah / Eretz Yisrael. And then a third shlav, v'osu limikdash, v'shachanti b'solchom, and you have constantly in Chumash Vayikra, kadoshim to you, v'skadishtem v'isam kadoshim, ki kadosh oni, way beyond Shemiya b'kol Hashem. But kadusha, dibuk, a dibuk b'Hashem, stemming from the Shekhinah being amongst us. And the Tochachos, everything backwards, right? It goes backwards. First, we lost the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, we lost the Shekhinah and the Kadoshim Tiyu. Shavarti is Gaon Ruschem Zubeis HaMikdash. That's the focus in Chukosai. And the Nevi'im are going and they're warning them. And it's Nizgala Avonam. They know what the Averis are. And the Nevi'im go to warn them. And that's how Chukosai is structured. Please listen. If you don't, it's going to get worse. If you don't, it's going to get worse. If you don't, it's going to get worse. And that was the structure of the Churban Bayis Rishon. Churban Bayis Sheni, if you look in Kisavo, boom! Boom. If you turn away from Hashem, if you're bogeyed by Hashem, there's some underlying rot there. We'll see in a few minutes, B'lin Adam. There's an underlying rot that just... something's not there. It's not clear what. The Pesukim don't say what. Lo nisgale avono, the Gemara in Yuma says. It just talks about a begida b'Hashem, a more insidious lack of something. Something's missing. Something's wrong. We'll see what. And that's Churban Ha'aretz. That's the go backwards. They lose the second shlav. They get chased out of Eretz Yisrael. Right, it's not just a temporary, they're not in Eretz Yisrael, but we lose Eretz Yisrael, we lose it. And then finally, if you look in the Pesukim in Parshas Hazinu, and you think about our history, how probably for the first time in history, Rove of Bnei Yisrael, unfortunately, became alienated from Hashem through the various movements that happened, built up, 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, all sorts of movements, Haskalah, the whole. And that's what happened with Poitel. Most of Bnei Yisrael, and if you look at the Pesukim in Hazinu, a Begida B'Hashem, and that's a basic Hafaras Bris, and that's reflected, Omarti Afeyem Eshbisa Me'anosh Zichron, something that's not, you know, there are tzoros in B'chukosai, terrible tzoros, there are tzoros in Kisavo, but the total physical destruction, the warning of a physical destruction of the Jewish people that we just experienced, how many years ago? That's Hazinu. And that, like going back, that was like the third shlav, the first shlav. That's right, just the physical ab that got built up, 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 up. Just the saying where I'm Hashem, just, that was lost, and that resulted in Hazinu. There are sources that describe the Churban Bayis Rishon as attributable to the Chet HaEgel, and the Churban Bayis Sheni to the Chet HaMeraglim. This is it sounds Kabbalistic, it's in the Zohar, it's in various sources, it's in Sifrei Kabbalah, but it's explained al pi pshat as well. The Egel is brought down in Sfarim. Matan Torah brought them back to the level of Adam HaRishon. That's how it's described. He lived with the Shechina and he lived with Hashem. And then he was Chote, and his Chet is described in various ways. Even the Chafetz Chaim in the beginning of Shmiras HaLoshon describes it as forms of Avodah Zorah, forms of Gilui Arayos, forms of Shrichas Domim. And he's chased out of Gan Eden, and he loses the Kedusha, he loses that you know, and that's not coming back so fast. That's not coming back. It came back for a few weeks after Matan Torah. And Matan Torah is described in the Sforim. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are described as being keneged Yilarayash v'chazdonim and Avodah Zorah, that their Avodah started a restoration of the Pagam of Adam HaRishon, who was chased out of Gan Eden, chased out of living with the Kedusha of Hashem. And Matan Torah solidified that. Now it's B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. This is in Ramchal and other sources. Matan Torah solidified the restorative work, we could say, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and now they're back to Adam HaRishon called the Machet. And then they made the Egel, and the Egel is Avodah Zorah, and there was Shvichas Damim, and there was Gilui Arayos, Vayikumu Letzachek, and Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the Luchos. And that's the Shviras HaLuchos, that's the Egel. That's the Egel, and that ruined the restoration of Adam HaRishon called the Machet. That ruins living with Kedusha. That ruins living with the Shechina, Mamash, with the Shechina. But then we have the Meraglim. We have Bayashani, where the Gemara says, "You oiskim b'toyra, b'oydu gemilas chasodim," which the Maral explains. We won't go into it on Tisha B'av. The Maral, it's a funny lashon of Gemara. You know, the Gemara just had to say shalom abdu avodah zara, and shalom gilar rayas, and shalom shafchu damim. What does the Gemara have to talk about? They were oisik b'toyra, b'oydu gemilas chasodim. But the Maral explains that's everything's connected that. It's a matchup. They were masakein Avodah Zorah. They were masakein the chet of Gilai Royas. They were masakein the chet of Shvichas Dom. The Gemara says a very strange thing about Bayis Rishon. It says, Rishoim hayu, the Tolu B'tchonam B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did Averos, the worst of it, the worst Averos imaginable. But Hashem was a reality to them, and they, in a warped sort of way, had Bitachon. That's the Gemara's description. This is already not the Zohar, not the Maral. This is the Gemara. Elisha Tolu B'tchonam B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They recognized and knew and internalized that Hashem was running the world. How could it be then? They made mistakes, they gave in to their tithes. But there was a basic recognition. The core was healthy. This is what the Sforim described. The core was healthy. Nizgalu avona. Indeed, these are averos, and they look. We lost the Beis HaMikdash. We're still missing that Beis HaMikdash, not just the second one. We're missing that one too. But there's a gvul. There's a gvul. The Meraglim, and the second Beis HaMikdash, it says Rashi's Lashon and Yuma is Rishoyim B'Seser. So what was their Rishus if they were Toilet B'Tchainam? If they were Isaac Batara, Bavoidim Milas Hasodim, what was their rishus? Rishon B'Seser. Sinas Chinam, and the Lashinus in many sources. Is Avas Momon. And of course, Chemdas Momon. It's put together. Sinas Chinam and Avas Momon. And Avas Momon just doesn't mean Momon. It means Momon, power, being afraid that someone's going to take away something from me. having to get the better of someone else, because there's a basic rat, and that's the rat of the meraglim, the rat of a lack of emunah, a lack of bitachon, a lack of realization, a lack of realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place in the world, quite frankly. And that's an inner spoilage. It's hard even to pinpoint an Aveira. No Aveira. But that was the evil of the Meraglim. And that already, Lonus Gala Kitza, that's already a problem that has a much deeper. And as we said a few weeks ago, it takes a long galus till Bnei Yisrael, I said over from Rav Moshe, it takes a long galus for Bnei Yisrael to finally reach, I remember from Rav Moshe and Darash Moshe, it takes a long galus for Bnei Yisrael to reach, to rebuild their realization of the Tli and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there was a total nituk, which resulted in Parshas Hazinu. So these are the levels and the stages of the golos, of the churbanos, the loss of kedusha, of kurva Hashem, because of averus that are called toeva and are called tuma, and our rejection of a life of kedusha. So they lost that shechina, they lost that kedusha, which is the ideal, right? That's on the Marishan called the Machet. That's what they lost. Then they don't even deserve to be in Eretz Yisrael at all, to have any Beis HaMikdash whatsoever. This is the Chet HaMeraglim, the root of a lack of relationship with Hashem, with Emunah, Bitachon, just Sinas Chinam. Trying to get the upper hand, making sure I don't lose out. Making sure, if a person believes I have what I have, and I'm going to have what I have, and then Malchus Logea Mechaberta Afilu Kamalonimo, and it's not a grab for power and for who's on top. Chinam. Nobody in the world will admit he hates someone but chinam. It really is chinam. That's the point. It's chinam because it doesn't matter. You don't decide what you have and what he has. And no matter what you do, you're not going to come out ahead. It's chinam. It's really chinam. It's a joke. If someone would show you, if you would have bitachon, right, that you would realize that it's chinam. You're tilting at windmills. You're not doing anything. That's chinam. And of course, we have to rebuild the infrastructure of Yiddishkeit that was lost with the Haskalah. There was a Niyak Kol HaGoyim movement, whether it was Niyak Kol HaGoyim of Haskalah, or Niyak Kol HaGoyim of Reform, or Niyak Kol HaGoyim of the Not From Zionists. It was definitely a tenua of Niyak Kol HaGoyim. It exists today also, Niyak Kol HaGoyim. And that's already me'aver me'al. That's Niyak Kol HaGoyim. So we have to rebuild these three things. The basics, that we're not the Kol HaGoyim. We have to rebuild Emunah. After that, we have to rebuild Emunah and Bitachon, and then we have to become again an Am Kadosh. It's not a simple thing. Just a few more moments. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Eliezer Zira Habasiyam Masane Uchme. He would wear black shoes in Shukah Denardah. which was unusual. They didn't wear black shoes, apparently. Ashkechua de Beresh Galusa, Vomelo Maish Mahani Masani, why are you wearing such shoes? It stands out. Omalahu de Chama Avilna Ayerushalayim. This is the way, I guess, black, you know, black is. It stood out because it was unusual. But it's black and it's somber, and I'm being Mus'abel on Yerushalayim. Omalei, Omrulei, at Chashivos, Lisabule on Yerushalayim? Who do you think you are that you feel you can be Mus'abel on Yerushalayim? Well, die for you. This is the Beresh Galusa. He was rather called Eliezer Zaira, which is like Shmuel HaKotan. But that's what they accused him of. Sober, you are a Havi. It takes a Madrega to be Mesabel al Yerushalayim. Asuah v'chavshua, they put him in jail. That was the Kohath then of the Reish Galusa. And he underwent a series of tests on his knowledge of Torah in order to prove who he was, and they let him out of jail. The Moram Bava Kama. Daf Nun Tes. Now, why do you have to be Chashuv to be Mesabel al Yerushalayim? And what does the Shulchan Aruch, what does Hashem want from every plain Jew in the 3 weeks and in the 9 days and on Tisha B'Av? If he has a Gemara that says that it's a Yuharam to think it could be Mesabel al Yerushalayim. And that's the answer, simple. All these things we talked about, to really, let's start at the very, very beginning, to really feel Avelus on Yerushalayim and on the Beis HaMikdash means that right now you're doing everything you can to be Miskar of Hashem. Right now, we're like really using every opportunity we have to be Miskarev and to be Obed Hashem. And we're so frustrated because we feel the loss that we can't do more because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and we don't have Karbanos and we don't have the Shekhinah and we don't have this and we don't have that. So like we're frustrated, we're Misabel, we feel the loss. To say I feel the loss of Yerushalayim means to say that right now I'm doing everything in my power to be Mis'abel, to be Miskar of Hashem, and I can't go further, and it's very frustrating. I feel that gap. I feel that loss. I can't go any further. Maybe the Chil Hashem. My life is a life of Kiddush Hashem. My life is a life of Kiddush Hashem, and I can't stand this Chil Hashem caused by the Churban. I'm Misabel, I'm Bitsar over the Chilul Hashem. Now who could make such a statement? It's Gaiva. It's Gaiva. That's what they said to Blazer. You're so Choshev that you're able to say that you're Misabel al Yerushalayim. Your life is dedicated to, it was rather. They didn't know who they were talking to. Your life is a life of Kiddush Hashem. Your life is a life of Avodas Hashem and Kurbal Hashem. And now you're ready to be Mesabel al Yerushalayim. Now that was a whole year round, though. If the Torah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Chazal and the Nevi'im, the Shulchan Aruch, turn to us and say that for 3 weeks, of course a whole year round, but you know, there's no but. I want to explain the but. Not but, you're butter. You're supposed to feel Yitzias Mitzrayim the whole year round. You're supposed to feel Sukkos the whole year round. You're supposed to feel Shavuos the whole year round. But there are times, right, it's more of a passive role. It's lurking in the background. It's part of your life, maybe, but you don't celebrate it every day. And then, you know, boom, Shavuos, Pesach, Sukkos, Hanukkah, Purim, we celebrate. So the whole year round, to be Mesabal al Yerushalayim, to do it and to feel it, if I say, you know, I am, it's Yuhara. Maybe it's not Yuhara if a person says, the whole year round, I feel thrilled that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. I am so happy. I feel it every day. Maybe that's not Yuhara. But to be Mesabal al Yerushalayim a whole year round with the intensity, where you feel the gap. She's not there. He's not there. You feel that loss. That's already for special Baalei Madrega. But the Shulchan Aruch turns, Chazal turned to us, to every simple Jew, and says that for 3 weeks, for 9 days, on Tisha B'Av at least, that's the Chag, see, that's the Moed. That's the moed of these feelings. This is the moed where there's a shefa from Shemayim that everyone can feel these feelings. This is the zman. This is the moed. That's why it's called moed. It's a special time of yuchad. There's a special shefa from Shemayim that allows each Jew to tap into what the shefa of that zman is. And the shefa of the zman is to feel, I want to be miscarried to Hashem, and I can't, because there's no Beis HaMikdash. I'm missing it. I'm missing a way to get back, to climb back into Iskarvus Hashem, into Avodas Hashem. I'm limited in what I'm able to do. I am not doing less than that, but this is the time to be Mesabal al Yerushalayim. This is the time, Chazal said, where we go for broke, where we can jump. We're not holding by Pesach either, we're not holding by Shavuos either, we're not holding by Sukkos either. But there are zmanim of the year where there's a shefa from Shemayim that allows us to tap into it. And we have to take advantage of those zmanim. That's the pshat in a moed. We're supposed to tap into the koach of the 3 weeks, Rabbi Osai of Tisha B'Av. Tap into the Rotzon, we could, there's an Avodah on Tisha B'Av, like there's an Avodah on Yom Kippur, like there's an Avodah on Hanukkah. There's an Avodah to tap into the feeling and feel a pain, a loss, which is the Rotzon, these two things, the Rotzon of having, of being Miskarev al Hashem in full force, the way it's supposed to be, with all the Kedusha and the Shechina and the Chilul Hashem, and to feel the Tzara of Chilul Hashem, even if we're not walking Kiddush Hashem's all year round, but these 3 weeks, tomorrow, tonight, that's what we should feel. The Avoda is to feel that loss I talked about in the very beginning, to feel nothing's the same, we have to work and try. This is what I want. This is what I would like to be. This is what I would like to have. And Mimela, we feel the frustration and the loss at not having it. And we pray and we daven, Shibona Beis HaMikdash, Ne'er V'Yomenu, Sein Chulkeinu B'Sorosecha, B'Shom Mavot Chavirek Me'olom, B'Shonem Katmoni Yosu.